Okay, so for today, the Torah and Tea, we're going to discuss not the Parsha of Eschanan, which is Shabbos Nachamu. This is a special Shabbos. It's the Shabbos that after Tisha B'Av, and we know that every time after we suffer a hardship, we suffer a setback, what follows is even greater joy. So after Tisha B'Av, we know that the Shabbos that follows, we always have the Shabbos Nachamu, that's the Shabbos of comfort. But especially also the 15th day of the month is always considered to be the height of the month, like the highest on a spiritual and on an emotional level. The moon, the Jewish people are compared to the moon. The moon is at its fullest, its largest part of the month. But the 15th of Av, because it comes after Tisha B'Av especially, has the significance that the intense joy and the intense elevation that takes place then is something which is beyond any other 15th of the month. And matter of fact, we equate this to Yom Kippur. So this is a Mishnah I want to read now. This is a Mishnah in the end of Tanis, in the end of Tractate Tanis. So the Mishnah says, why does it jump? Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So he says, can you read it? Can you see when you read the text? Esther, are you able to read? Yeah, hello?
Yeah. You're
able to read? Oh, okay. Noam, are you able to read the text? Yeah? So it says like this. It says, Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael. There was not such good days for Israel. Chamisha asar ba'av u'chiyom ha-kippurim. Like the 15th day of Av and like Yom Kippur. Now, when you say yamim tovim li Yisrael, Yom Kippur, we understand, the Gemara says, you know, Yom Kippur is a very good day. Why? Because God forgives us for all of our sins. But what's so special about Chamisha Asar B'Av? So the Mishnah explains what took place. So it says, Shebohen, on these days, both on Yom Kippur and on the 15th of Av, B'nois Yerushalayim Yoytzois B'chalei Lovon Shulim, the daughters of Jerusalem. Basically, it means the girls that lived in Jerusalem, they would go out with borrowed white garments, almost like wedding dresses. No, they would go white garment. Why borrowed? And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Shelo levayish mishein loy," that not to. There were some women that couldn't afford to have these fancy dresses. So everybody would borrow. So it was like this thing that nobody would wear their own dresses, but they would wear borrowed dresses. And what would happen? So why was this such a great day? So it says like this, U'benois Yerushalayim yoytzeis v'choyles b'kramim. The daughters of Jerusalem, they would go out and they would circle and make a dance or be out there in the orchards. U'meho yoyimris. And what did they say? They say, Bachor, young man, Sonno e necho re'e, raise your eyes and look. Ma'ato beiderloch, what you are going to choose for yourself. And this is what they said. Al titein e necho banoi. Don't put your eyes on beauty. Ten e necho bamishpacha. Put your eyes on the family. Look where the family comes from. And then they quoted the verse of Mishlei, the end of Mishlei and Lamed Aleph and Perek Lamed Aleph. We say in the Eishes Chayil, so we say Sheker Hachein VeHevel HaYofi, that false is the grace and vain is the beauty. Isha Yirat Hashem Hitit Halal, a woman who fears God, she should be praised. So we'll see. Let's see what the there's actually another verse that is not quoted over here. This is from the Mishnah. It's jumping around by me. I'm not sure why, but my Lord. But the Mishnah in Tanit says, quotes this Mishnah. So let's see what the English, yeah, we have a translation over here. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, never were more Jewish festivals in Israel than the 15th of Av and the Day of Atonement. For in them, the maidens of Jerusalem used to go out dressed in white garments, borrowed ones, in order not to cause shame to those who had them not of their own. These clothes were also to be, okay, this to be immersed, and thus they were, and then they went out and danced in the vineyards, saying, young man, look and observe well whom you are about to choose as a spouse. Regard not beauty, now they had the word alone, but rather look to a virtuous family. And then they quote the verse, for gracefulness is deceitful, and beauty is a vain thing. But the woman that fears Hashem, she is worthy of praise, Proverbs. It also says, that's missing in the Hebrew text up there, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Okay, that's with the part that is important to us. So, basically, as I mentioned earlier, this seems to be a big holiday. The fact that there were many matches made, and as I mentioned earlier, that we know how hard it is to make a match, so we can only imagine the joy that you have when you can make a lot of matches. And because they used to go out, and apparently that they were successful, so there was a lot of matches made on Yom Kippur and on Chamisha Asabov. It's a little bit, strange sounds, like on Yom Kippur, when everybody is sitting and fasting in atonement, the girls and the boys would go out and it's in the Mishnah it says that in them they would go out. It's not only that Yom Kippur was a day of atonement, but it's also seems like in the Rebbe's talk it seems very clearly that on Yom Kippur and on Tu B'Av these matches will take place. But in any event, what did they say? I mean, what did they say? They say, don't look at beauty, right? Or beauty alone, the way they say that. But don't look at beauty. Look at the family. That's basically what we said over here. It says that, they said, Bachur, raise your eyes and see what you choose. Don't put your eyes on beauty, give your eye on family. So the question is, what? All the girls, all the daughters of Jerusalem had important family? Why would they all, how could they all say, put your eyes on the family? We have to assume that some of the girls in Jerusalem, the Bnei Yerushalayim, we have to assume that some of them maybe did not come from distinguished, important families. So how does the Mishnah just say a blanket statement that we're telling the young men, all of the girls, it's saying, it says, it doesn't say some, or it doesn't say those who had a great lineage, it doesn't say those who are important. It just says that they will all say, put the eyes in the family. So, how is it that everybody had, how could it be that everybody had a great family? So that's a question. And then, the other thing is, in the verse that he brings to support it, in that verse that says that grace is false, sheker hachein, and hevel ha-yofim, beauty is not, that only talks about the negative, but it doesn't talk about the positive. It says, don't put your eyes on beauty. Okay, that we know, because it says, sheker hachein ve-hevel ha-yofi. But the second part, family, how do we see in this verse that family is important? How do we see that a person should go, that they're looking for the family? It's just on the contrary. It almost says the only thing that's important is a woman who is God-fearing. Isha, Yirat Hashem, Hitit Halol. So who do we praise? A woman who is fearing God. It doesn't say family. So if you're God-fearing, you don't need family, it almost seems like. So how did they bring in this verse? The Mishnah brings in this verse, Sheker Achein V'Hevel HaYofi, to prove that they were saying, okay, take us for family. Something is missing over here. The Rebbe explains, and we'll see in a minute, there's another Braisa. The Rebbe explains that, you know, there is a superficial look. People sometimes get caught up. First of all, the Rebbe says, we're talking about not just physical, pure physical attraction over here. Because, you know, we're talking about Yom Kippur, we're talking about a holy day, we're talking about making a match, we're talking about something more important than just a physical attraction. So there has to be something more meaningful over here that the Mishnah is talking about. If you look at the language, what does it say? Bachur. Bachur means young man. Sonno einecho re'ei. Lift up your eyes and see. Sometimes people look at things on a very superficial level. They just see things at the first glance, and maybe they don't look deep enough to understand and to appreciate. And basically, the message, what this daughter of Jerusalem, they wanted to give one general message, which applies for all of them. And then we'll learn later on in the Brice, another case where they single out each individual. Over here, we're talking about the daughters of Jerusalem, all of them were going out. And we're talking about a quality that they all possessed. And what they started off by saying is, young man, lift up your eyes. In other words, look, lift up your eyes and look beyond that which you are choosing for yourself. And, you know, like sometimes we say, Se'u morom einechem, ur'u mi bara ela. Raise your eyes upward, then you'll see God created everything. Raise your eyes means look a little bit bigger, look a little higher. If you know and you realize that we are all part of the Jewish people, we have something very important and very in common. When it says, don't look at the superficial, on the outlook, on the beauty, on the outside. Look at the family. I mean, which is also very true. You know, today, when you look at the family, if you see that the family members get along, you see it's a good household, it's a household where there is mutual respect, there is a healthy relationship between the families. So then you say, well, this is a nice family. This is a family. And even if you don't know all the exact details, or you don't know the specifics, and you haven't really figured out everything that's going on, but if you know that they come from a good family, then you can be assured that being part of the family the person is probably going to be also along those lines. In a broader sense, when we say put your eyes on the family, we're not just talking about a father, a mother, a brother, a sister. We're talking about the family. In this case, they were saying, look at the family. Look at us as a people. Look at us as a Jewish people. And in essence, we all possess something very unique and very special of being part of this family, being part of the Jewish family. In this case, all of the women were saying, choose us because we are part of the same family, basically. We come from the family. Don't look at specific and individual, whether it's grace and beautiful. Look beyond that. Look who we are. See, the second part, the Gemara goes in, there's a further detail about this. The Gemara says, I don't know, it jumps around. The Gemara says like this. In the Gemara, that's already the second step. The Mishnah talks about the general, who we are as a Jewish people, who our family is, and that's the first, that is applicable across the board to tell us that we own the family. But then there are three categories, the Gemara details. So it says that those beautiful would say, what did they say? They say, put your eyes on beauty. For a woman is just for beauty. That's what it says later on in the Gemara. And this is the Mishnah that I read first. That's what they're reading in the Gemara. Then it says, those that had important families, they would say, put your eyes for the family because a woman is for children. And then it says, the ugly ones, what would they say? They said, go ahead, purchase for the sakes of heaven and adorn us with jewelry. So again, we're not talking about just a physical and a an attraction. We're talking about an attraction. We're talking about a beauty which is makes something worthy of a match. Many times, actually, we know that the grace and the beauty is actually represents some of the spiritual beauty as well. It's brought down that holy children have holy faces, have graceful, shining faces. So there is a beauty. We're not talking just a physical beauty, but we're talking a meaningful beauty. So what happens? You have some women who have their beauty, their level, their Judaism, which together with their physical beauty, together with their inner beauty, it's open. They're beautiful. So they come and say, you know what? Everybody can see that we are beautiful. So go ahead and pick us. That's our individual advantage. But the other one said, look, we may not have possess this outlook, the outside that we look, but look at our family. So the likelihood is that even if we don't have something that you can tell on the outside, we don't have that beauty, we don't have the external, but because we have this family, you can sort of be comfortable that we possess that special beauty as well. And what happens about those women, those specific women, you know, this is, again, the detail. The generally, everybody says we're part of the Jewish people, so we have that special quality. But individually, after we think, so the beautiful ones say, oh, you can see that we're beautiful. The family had good families, they can say, well, you don't see it, but you can assume. But what about those women who could not show their level of beauty? And we're talking about, again, their beauty in Yiddishkeit and mitzvahs and Torah. And so they too would, however, say, look, we are interested in the boy who's going to do things l'shem shamayim. In other words, we already, even though that we don't appear to be at a high spiritual level, but yet I want you to know that we are interested in those who want to be l'shem shamayim. So that's why, as specifically, let's just say that. So we said like this, jumps around. So these were holy days, and they met to express not their physical greatness or their special, but for reasons for marriage. There is spiritual beauty which can be associated with physical beauty. And there is individual advantages that each woman possessed, or each group of them. And then there's the Jewish people as a whole, what we possess. The fearing of Hashem and education of the children is by all Jewish women. So, because you say two things here in the verse. Isha yirat Hashem hitit halol, and also tenu la mipri yadeho, give her from the fruit of her labors. That would represent the fact that they are actually laboring to pass along their beauty to the children, to the next generation.
Hi, Rabbi.
Well, so these are the two verses of the two verses expressing that there is that general family that we all belong to. We belong to the Jewish people, and we are Yiras Hashem. We educate our children, and that's why in the Mishnah it doesn't distinguish between the different categories, but they're all included in one category. So when they were talking to the young man, they were saying, Bachur sono enecho, they said, raise your eyes beyond the simple. Look deeper, basically. Raise your eyes. Raise and go into it and look deeper, and you will see the value of each one as a whole. All of us, all the Jewish women. And when they say family, it doesn't mean just the family, it doesn't mean parents. It means all of us as a Jewish people. That's expressed in the Mishnah. And then we can go to individual advantages. First, the Mishnah tells us the general advantages, but we have in this itself, we have three categories. When we say beautiful women, we are talking about those who are openly doing things in the right way. So you can see their beauty. It's outward. It's open. Then you have the ones that were not outwardly, but at least they come from families. And then you can assume that if they had a good family, they probably have the qualities of the families as well. So that's the second category. But even the ones who lacked beauty and they lacked family, in other words, you couldn't really attribute to them something openly, they are also looking for somebody l'shem shemayim. That means that they too are having this this great love. Now, in the Gemara, we find a lot of times that sometimes that inner beauty that it says that that Jewish women, the Gemara says, are all beautiful, but sometimes the difficulties and the challenges that they has causes them, you know, to give up some of them. And, you know, we know that, as we see, say over here, to nu lo mi pri yodeho, the hard work and the continuous care that they give to the children, to the family, and to everything that they do, that devotion, that in the end of the day is the real beauty, and that's the real advantage. And one of the things that I'm just wondering, so if all the women have, the Mishnah is talking about that all the women, so why are they even saying anything? So it really, they say we all possess this greatness, so how are they're saying, okay, look, we all have this great, we're all part of the Jewish people, so just marry us. But I guess that you have to go through the steps. First, give the whole picture that we're all, first thing is, take us as a whole, as a family, and then we go to the individuals. Okay, so